Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, all you beautiful rebrandies and rebrandins? Mort Buzz here, just popping in a little early before the episode to tell you guys that we have a Patreon now, and it's very exciting. I just pronounced it Patreon, but it's actually Patreon. So go find us on Patreon, we're Rebrand the Pod, and join the Patreon. That's where we'll be putting out any unreleased content, unedited episodes or longer episodes or unreleased episodes entirely, cool junk like that. So yeah, go check us out on Patreon. Have a beautiful day. Like, really mean it today, you know? Quit phoning it in. Really care about your afternoon. And thank you for listening.
Rebrand!
Ding!
Did you feel it settle?
The hip bones settle in.
Okay.
And yeah, never mind.
No.
The powerful pit bull hips.
Yeah.
Come on, Bubba. Come on, Bubba. Okay, all right.
Good Lord.
Okay. Hello, beloved consumers. I'm Ashley Birch.
Oh, and I'm Mort Burke.
And welcome to Rebrand.
Cool remix, honey.
Thank you, honey. A comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether they be snack food, celebrities, or religious institutions. Hi, honey.
Hey, honey. How's it going?
Oh, you know, just trying to get this dog to stay on this couch, but he don't wanna.
Yeah, we chose the tiniest couch to podcast on. It has to fit you, our guest, and our 50-pound pit bull.
Because he cannot be alone for more than 2 minutes at a time.
No, he's a stinky baby.
I think the reason that he won't settle down is because our guest, which I'm very happy to introduce, just had some Lunchables right
okay.
Before she
All right. Well, I don't know if we, like, I wasn't going to be, like, public about my Lunchables consuming, but I don't necessarily have shame about it.
I didn't intend for this to be a gotcha podcast, but gotcha.
We don't have to keep this in.
No, I think you should. And you know what? I'm also, like, you guys calling each other honey, I'm going to call both of you honey.
Perfect.
What if this episode does result in a thruple?
Well, we should introduce the third member of the thruple then, which is our good friend who is a part of the hilarious and wildly popular D&D podcast, Dungeons and Daddies, She's a writer, she's an actor, and I just outed her as eating Lunchables. Yep. It's Beth May.
Hi.
Can I do a first ever rebrand move, which is I'd like to rebrand Beth.
Yeah, do whatever you're going to do because I think it's going to be funny. But yes. I just like I had a car thought on the way over
Please, have at it.
I was like, wouldn't it be so mean if you guys were like picking a friend and you're like, we're going to rebrand this friend. And like not even having them on the show. It's like,
they're,
like,
oh, they're not even a guest?
Like, yeah, they're not even a guest. It's yeah. just like if you two were alone here and you're like, we got to rebrand Beth. She's breaking her wrist too much and she's eating Lunchables and we need to do something about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it's the whole thing is kind of an intervention where there's no safety and there's no good conclusion.
And the person isn't aware that an intervention is happening.
Because I thought that would be the meanest version of the rebrand podcast. I think you should consider it.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think we should rebrand Beth May. I think she should heretofore ever be introduced as American Treasure Beth May.
I agree.
I mean, like, is American a good thing anymore?
Mm.
Treasure, I get it. It's evergreen.
Right.
Yeah. Saw Paddington in Peru last night. Treasure was a big component of that.
Ooh, interesting. How was it?
I thought it was delightful, not as good as the first two, but delightful. Fair. I cried once, not as often as I cried in the first two.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. I'm tempering my expectations. I'm very excited that Antonio Banderas is in it because I love him.
Yeah, he's as sultry as ever.
It always, yeah.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, no, you're right. I didn't mean to get political.
Global Treasure Beth May.
Yeah,
now I'm into it. Yeah, okay, love it.
And Beth has brought us our topic for rebranding today, which, Beth, would you like to introduce it?
I would like to rebrand the Academy Awards, aka the Oscars. Wait, when are they happening? Yeah, I probably should have looked that up before.
Great question.
If they're happening tonight.
They are March 2nd.
Plenty of time to crank this episode out.
I'll consult Wikipedia for the current brand of the Oscars. The Academy Awards, commonly known as the Oscars, are awards for artistic and technical merit in film. They are presented annually in recognition of excellence in cinematic achievement as assessed by the Academy's voting membership. The Oscars are widely considered to be the most prestigious awards in the film industry. The next one coming up is a 97th Academy Awards.
Oh, wow.
Wow, coming up on a century.
I literally am sitting here, I'm like, will they make it to 100? Like, this is something that very few people are watching anymore. And maybe I've just got some self-bias here. When I was a little kid, this was an exciting night. And I used to love watching all of the fancy celebrities arrive and they look so gorgeous and they're answering questions not very candidly and they're speaking broadly about their lives and I loved it. And then they get up there, you know, there's some shocks and upsets. And then there's a good movie that goes home with a lot of awards and I was really digging it. And then in recent years, I just remember like the year that Green Book won, I was like, well, what do you mean? what happened that happened? Do you remember 2016, 2017 when Moonlight won, but they said La La Land?
Yes.
That was stunning and bizarre.
I was like, if that were any other mix-up, that would be really funny. But like, you know, the fact that it was like the whitest movie in the world,
right?
Like it was not funny. Hear me out. We combine the Oscars and the Razzies.
Like people at the height of their careers and the lows of their careers.
Yeah. Masters of their craft, wild incompetence.
Yeah, sometimes at the same time. I don't know about you guys. You guys have to be careful this episode because, you know, you're both really talented people. You could be up on that stage someday. But, you know, I used to dream about like getting an Oscar someday. And then I think maybe the reason I don't like them anymore is because I realized that I would never get one. And so I think that there's a power to combining the Oscars and the Razzies where it's like, we're all just people.
Yeah. More humanizing.
The thing I love about this too is that I feel like what would have to happen is that there would have to be a host that's primarily there for the Oscars. And then a host that's primarily there for the Razzies. My immediate thought was that it's like one of the impractical jokers and then Alfred Molina. You know, like just the highs and the lows coming together.
Yes. I would also love to hear the winner and then hear what they were nominated, whether it was an Oscar.
Oh, that's good.
So the camera's on you. You know you've won or you've lost.
Wow.
You don't know what for.
That is fucking stunning.
I'm blown away.
Mort's jaw is literally medically on the floor.
Mouth agape.
Can you imagine?
Who wouldn't watch that?
The four square of the people like waiting for their name to be called.
This is good too, because you know how everybody hates celebrities now?
Yeah.
I feel like that is really what has changed since childhood or whatever, is there was a general, I don't know about love, but like, all right, These people are 10 out of 10 hot. They're pretty talented. Let's have a glamorous evening. But now we got them up there confusing La La Land for Moonlight. And it's like, how can we respect this anymore?
Yeah. I think it's also because the American dream is dead.
Yeah, that's true. Really quick story. The boys from the podcast I'm on, Dungeons and Daddies, they went to Obsidian Studios on a
I heard the story.
On a tour. So it's like Anthony, Matt, Freddie, and Will. And they get there. And of course, they were like, where's Beth? We're dying to meet. No, that's not what happened. They get there and they're like, Anthony, dude, we got the best thing for you. Like, we got something for you, man. Something real special. And, like, and they leave and they come back. It's an award for Ashley. So that was really funny to me.
Which is maybe the worst thing that could happen to my brother. He's going to his favorite game developer studio and then they say 1 second and then hand him an award meant for his sister.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah, it's awful.
Maybe
yeah.
We should incorporate that into this Oscars that we're pitching where it's like, and the winner is Anne Hathaway. To give the Oscar to Jennifer Lawrence.
I love that. And so, okay, well, you are an Emmy winner. I see the Emmy right there.
I do have an Emmy.
Is it true that you have to pay for the Emmy?
No.
Okay.
Wait,
I don't
what?
Know if this is true. I don't know. I don't think you're actively lying to me, but I do think. I do think that if you, I hate to say, get a lesser Emmy.
To be fair, that is a lesser Emmy.
I think it's a pretty fine. It's like a middle of the ground Emmy.
Straight 5 out of 10, right down the middle Emmy.
It's a 5 out of 10 Emmy. I think maybe you're in a team of like 20 people, and they're getting. Oh, I think you have to pay for the Emmy.
Really?
That is so awful.
Yeah, let me Google this really quick because I do feel like I've heard.
That's why
that happened.
I actually could see that if it's like a whole team. Uh-huh. Although I don't know how that works. Does just the department head get? You know, if it's best makeup, is it just the department head that gets the Emmy?
Can I just say I'm very glad we're talking about this Emmy because I try to bring it up all the time. I want Ashley to wear this around her neck at every show that she goes to pitch.
Like Flava Flav's clock. Yeah. You want me to mount it on the hood of my car?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Yeah, I'm going to start bringing it with me when I walk the dog and stuff.
Can you ascertain whether or not this is true, Beth?
I'm seeing conflicting reports here, and of course, Google is completely broken. And
it's so broken.
I am seeing that you might have to pay $400 for it.
Unless I blacked that out of my memory, I did not have to pay for it. They send it to you with your little, you get like a nondescript one, and then they send you your nameplate later, and you throw it in.
Each winning entry received one gratis statue, and that's it. So if you are a team, you have to.
What?
Yeah.
But you were part of a writing team.
I was.
And you all received.
I wonder if maybe
Emmys.
Cartoon Network covered it.
I have 2 days for the pitch now, or at least one. We also incorporate this into the show. You have to pay in cash for your Emmy when you get
up to the dais?
Up to receive it. And if you don't have it, you have to borrow it from Idris Elba or whatever.
Oh, fuck, I'm 20 short. Does anyone have a
no,
really
we
quick?
Do
does
not
anyone
take Venmo?
Zell, Seth Green, give me $40.
The music starts
man.
Rising, and it's uh-oh. Like, excuse me, please. Does anyone have a 20? In cash.
In cash. It has to be in denominations of 20 or less.
You know, going back to the other reason I think that viewership has severely declined about the Oscars in the last, you know, 10, 15 years. I mean, nobody's seeing movies anymore, so that's a big issue. But,
we care a lot less about art.
That's fair. And rightfully so, yeah. The public at large has not seen most of these movies that are being nominated.
Right.
And there's a lot of reasons for that. But, you know, I think rebranding the Oscars, we don't even care what the movies were. It's just like we take the titles from them and we like make a new movie. It's like a 48-hour film festival. It's like, okay, so my eyes see Oppenheimer and then whatever else was nominated that year. Just nobody remembers. And and so it's like you got 48 hours to make a movie with like Conclave, Anora, Love Lies Bleeding, and you have to figure out like what that movie is, and you just know.
And try to recreate it.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying just change the name of the movie, which I think would be fun. Like,
that'd
if
be fun.
If you call Oppenheimer like the nuclear goof.
I did also think where you were headed was that because our brains have also been destroyed by social media, I think, in terms of attention span, that we needed some like awards for certain TikToks, like the best video of a talking cat.
Unfortunately, I would watch that and I would hate myself. But I would be really excited for everybody who won.
That would be so. The Oscar for the best kitten that yawns so loud it scares itself goes to. And then they bring that little kitten on stage.
Oh, can you imagine?
Did you guys see that great comic Joe Mandy had?
The 10 best TikToks of the year. So it's videos where it's like, you can't believe this muscle-bound MAGA woman sings Usher and then falls down. Like, it's like the most
specific. Yeah. I love that.
You're like, no way there's like a toddler with a butterfly knife and his dad screams and then passes out and burns some eggs.
Next up, the nominations for Best Get Ready With Me While Committing a Federal Crime.
I also just love the idea that like Academy Award winning actors would have to be next to
that little kid who yodeled in Walmart and became the hit of the century.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. He needs an Oscar.
Yeah, absolutely. The little girl that waltzed onto camera when her dad was doing an interview for CNN.
Yeah.
She should have an Oscar. Why doesn't she have an Oscar?
Well, what we're touching on is we need the Oscars to be both more attainable and less attainable.
Well, we're like, we're really devaluing the art form.
No, absolutely.
Which is honestly real fun.
Yeah. You
know? I also really like that this would mean that there is then a third host.
Somebody's mom. Like, stuff. And like gets real nervous on stage.
Can't read the teleprompter that well.
Yeah, me. Tic-tac goes too. She always says La La Land.
And then I think the other joy of award shows in general is you watch somebody on screen, you really love them and their characters, they get up there, they have an accent that you haven't even considered existing.
Tom Hanks should have to be in Forrest Gump outfit and acting as Forrest Gump when he receives the award. I also want to pitch Oscars the size of the person who wins the Oscar.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Because it'd be fun to watch them struggle to get it off stage. They got to get it like in the Uber to get it home.
Yeah, you know? Right. You want this that bad, then you have to find a way to get home. Should it also be in their image?
I think that's fun.
Like it has Al Pacino's face?
Yeah, like let's say Spielberg wins. It's got a little hat on and some glasses.
Oh, I love that.
That's cute. I like that.
And then like, I don't know. I just throwing this out there. I feel like we should just hear one cool piece of celebrity true gossip per like win.
Maybe that's something else that they should do. Whenever someone goes up to receive an award, they've tabulated how popular they are and ranked everyone. By going through like news results, social media impressions, etc. So you get the Oscar and they go, you are number 471 on the list of
and
people that attended this.
And they're seated closer to the stage in order of popularity.
I feel so like it's like they normally are.
They are, but this is like Jake Paul's in the first row.
Yeah, I love that. But yeah, I do, going back, I do feel like we should get like a juicy piece of celebrity drama gossip. It, you know, it's like I've lived in LA almost 10 years and I have enough friends that are successful. And so they'll be like, oh yeah, this actor is an asshole. And for some reason, every time I'm like, ooh, yeah. Like it never gets old to learn like somebody's true nature. Even if I have a slight inkling about what it might be, I'm just like, oh, really? Oh, tell me more. What?
There's that like anonymous gossip website that I'm doing. That's really
moi?
Yeah, totally. That is like this person from Joe versus the Volcano may or may not have gotten drunk at the Soho Lounge.
I think what we're talking about is like high and low, and also maybe injecting some humility into the proceedings.
Mm.
So, in addition to ranking everyone by popularity, and this is the great equalizer, they find the meanest internet comment they can about that person, and they say it to the person as they're handing them the Oscar.
That's awesome.
You guys, I do feel like the people that would like this Oscars the most is like 4chan. Like, we just, a torturing. But it is a lot of goddamn fun.
I do have to ask, Ashley, as somebody who's been on the internet a long time, does a certain comment come to mind when you think of like meanest comment anybody's like?
Someone made a whole website.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
Like an anti-Ashley Burke.
It's called, I believe, I don't know if it still exists, and I really shouldn't be.
Yeah, we might cut this out, but go right ahead.
No, it's pretty funny. I think it was called like AshleyBurkeSucks.com.
God damn it.
They found like bad pictures of me and like talk about how I'm a bad actor and stuff.
Oh no.
It's so funny.
Yo, it is a condition. Celebrity,
yes,
like
it's
the fact.
Condition.
Think about being, just think about being a person who works like in a cubicle at an office and then they find out there's a website all about how bad they suck.
Dude.
It's pretty wild. I honestly respected the amount of effort they put into it, like genuinely. Because it's very easy to leave like one shitty comment.
Yeah.
This guy made a whole, like.
No, I was heavily involved in fandom and wrote many lost fan fictions when I was in high school. And so for every person like that, there's somebody who doesn't like something.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to know what fan fictions you wrote about. What were your fandoms? Was it Buffy?
This is such a gotcha, you guys.
I wrote in Battlestar Galactica, Lost, and House MD.
God, you're so much cooler than I am. Wait, so was there fucking involved in the House MD one?
Not in the House MD one. There was like sensuality.
Between who?
Yeah, there was a it was erotic.
There
yeah.
was a sophisticated eroticness just well beyond my years.
House and who?
Wilson.
Okay, yeah. good. That was the correct answer. Yeah. That was the correct
so
answer.
So much fan fiction is just about being horny as hell, right?
Oh, of course. I think 98%.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so you had House MD, Lost, and then Battlestar Galactica. Oh, that's yeah. a good one.
Yeah. That's already hot.
Dude, that's like, yeah, there was like, it was rife. It was yeah. like, I just stepped into the universe. It was my sandbox. And yeah. Yeah, here
you
I
were doing what the writers wanted to do. All oh, those yeah. people are dying to fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I will share what mine was after okay. this because I'm asking you so many questions okay. about yours. But I really want to know what the premise of the Battlestar Galactica one was.
It was literally... they were like stuck on a planet and they couldn't get off.
Oh, that's good.
And so it was just like 4 days with just Apollo and Starbuck. And it was like after, I don't know, like season two where they were like not on good terms. So it was,
nice.
I mean, it was just a bad, yeah. And I think it culminated in a kiss and that's it. Because aww. Like I was older than I should have been, but younger than I was. And
This really like illuminates women are so much better than men. Like my version of that is like I looked at some porn. You like created a novella, but that is like truly romantic. Actually,
yeah, that's beautiful.
I may have said this on the podcast already, so if this is the second mention, that's hilarious. I wrote a Batman Beyond fan fiction.
Oh, dude, that's sick.
But yeah. But wait for the premise.
Okay, I'm ready.
Terry has cancer.
No, okay. If you had read my House MD fanfics, that was the like that was it. And that was all of them. Like, it was like
cancer. Just different blood, rectal, esophagus.
Yeah, I think I predicted COVID in a House MD fanfiction. There was one that I wrote about like a plague that took over the world and only House could.
Oh that's also God. A good idea. A teenage erotic fan fiction author who accidentally predicts the future all the time.
Incredible.
So they have to read through the terrible, weird sex scenes to find out how to prevent like plane crashes and stuff.
I love that you wrote House MD fanfiction so much.
I'm actually so proud of the premise for one of my Lost fanfictions.
Oh, please.
It was a... Okay, this is a normie white bread ship that I was aboard. But yeah, I was like Jack and Kate, Jade is Fate.
Oh, really? Not really... Sawyer and Kate?
No, I know that's not the correct answer, but it's what my heart felt. And so I just did a fanfic of all the times they had interacted in the real world before the island and not known it.
Oh, like, that's good.
Like a, yeah, prequel. That could have been a spinoff, I think.
I should have submitted it as a spec as a 16-year-old and see what happened. I could have been winning an Oscar.
I'm saying by the time we're all done, 15 Oscars in this room. That's what I think is going to happen.
This is neither here nor there, but I wondered if you've ever told your Keanu Reeves story.
I've told it on several podcasts, but I can tell it again if you want. Then.
Anyway, it's not Keanu Reeves is delightful. It's about popcorn. Oh, yeah, just listen to Beth on another podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure I talk about it so often. But you know what? I have the best friends in the world because I'll be near a new person, and sometimes I do go near new people. And
I like how that you describe like interacting with humans.
Going near new people.
Yes,
just adjacent.
Yes. I'm coming close to them.
How was the date? It was beautiful. We were near each other.
We were adjacent.
I'll be like, oh, I've told my Keanu Reeves story before. And my friends are always like, you can tell it again. It's okay.
No, but they also know the person is going to be interested. It is fascinating that you met Keanu Reeves and he was chill.
And he told you in great detail how he makes popcorn.
Yeah.
He does, yeah.
Okay, so thus far we have introduced the Razzies and TikTok into the Oscars.
Yep.
Also a very comprehensive rating system for the popularity of every person there.
Can I say they should be called the Movie Awards?
Interesting.
We need to simplify this thing. I think the Grammys should be just called the Music Awards because Grammys should be an award ceremony for the year's greatest grandma.
Okay, wait. You gave me an idea.
Yeah.
So you remember the Kids' Choice Awards?
Yes.
They should have like a really mean host that every time they're like in the Kids' Choices. Like, they read it off and they're like, dude, kids are so stupid. That's such a bad choice. I'm just making the kids feel really bad and be like, that's the stupidest choice you could have made, kids.
They just said Paul Giamatti because they know his name. That whole thing.
I thought you were going to say that the Kids' Choice Awards, the kids should choose the Oscars.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Because then also imagining a kid having to sit through The Brutalist.
Yeah.
Oh, just crying. Please let me go home.
Oh my God.
Have you guys ever been to like an office party or whatever? I worked in an office for 4 years. Worst thing that's ever happened to me. I'm actually a survivor. Have you ever worked in an office where they had like a betting pool for the Oscars and you had to
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Just hear me out. What if the Oscars are picked by like one guy that like hasn't even seen half the movie? So it's like the sheet on the office betting pool where he's like the brutalist and never even fucking seen that.
Doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, I'm not voting for that. It's like, yeah, just like this guy. And his name is Oscar.
Oh, okay. I love this.
And
okay.
It's just like Oscar like picks it. He's like the Punxsutawney Phil of like movies.
That's great. So we could have a lottery for which Oscar.
It'll be like how Ken Bone got really famous for a month and a half or whatever. It'll be like that. All of a sudden, this guy is completely viral just because he arbitrarily gets to choose the best movies. I think he should be able to be lobbied by all the studios. By the time he gets to the awards, he's like...
covered in gold.
Yeah, and he's driving like a Hummer limo. Just a small pitch.
Yeah.
Basically a measuring stick next to the podium so we can see how tall everyone
is. That's
you know
very
how
good.
Like everybody's obsessed ooh. With how tall celebrities
are. Oh, that's very good.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then you have to take off your shoes and show if there are lifts in them.
And then also there's a basketball hoop on stage, and if you can dunk, you're required to dunk.
Yeah.
When you go up there.
Another thing as well could be that the people that give out the awards are critics and reviewers. Maybe it's the person that gave you the most scathing review.
Oh, man. I there's something really attracted to me about people face-to-face with people who don't like them. Maybe that's because I find myself in that situation so often.
You're so often near people.
I'm so often near encountering people. So
we share the same oxygen. But our cells touch.
I also like the critics thing because I think we're giving ourselves a lot of leeway with the like lowbrow TikTok stuff.
Uh-huh.
That it would be also interesting to hear a person who has an understanding of the history of cinema talk a little bit about the movies.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? And then also it's like some schlubby nerd who's been hiding behind a laptop and now he's got to directly look Daniel Day-Lewis in the eyes and tell him like this is his third best movie or whatever.
Quick proposal.
Yeah.
What if I pulled up, like, the nominated for Best Picture awards and we just, like, guess who you think is going to take it home?
Oh, let's do it.
I haven't seen a lot of them. Okay, I've got the Best Picture nomination. Nominees here.
Okay, real quick, pitching that Beth is the voice of the Oscars.
And then I'm messing up constantly. And I'm getting really frustrated with myself. Like, fuck, get it together, Beth.
When we get back from break, what's his name? And then it just goes commercials.
Like, with the beautiful score or whatever.
And you're like, oh, God, I have to pee. Okay, so here are the Best Picture nominees. Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Amelia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, Wicked.
Dude, I have seen none of those.
Oh
that
my God.
Humiliating.
Actually, that's actually like super dope that you haven't seen.
I don't even know which one is I'm Still Here.
Yeah, which one's that?
I don't know. Because I'm like, that was definitely a Bob Dylan movie, but it's not the current Bob Dylan movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think I've seen a single one
was
of those either.
Was that the Todd Haynes Bob Dylan movie? It was called I'm Still Here?
Yeah, I think.
There are two Bob Dylan movies up for Best Picture?
No, the other one. This came out years ago, and it was like...
Cate Blanchett.
Yeah, Cate Blanchett. Yes. And everybody played Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah. No, it's not that movie. I'm Still Here is the Joaquin Phoenix mockumentary.
Yes, where he decides he's a rapper.
But what are we thinking of? Some Bob Dylan movie that's not...
I'm Not Here, maybe?
I'm Not Here.
I Was Here?
It was like...
I'll Be Here Later?
I think it's I'm Not...
Yeah.
I don't know.
But what's the I'm Still Here?
I just looked it up and it's Eunice Paiva begins a lonely battle to learn the truth behind the disappearance of her husband, former PTB deputy Rubens Paiva, while trying to keep her family together.
Okay, that
premise.
Actually sounds kind of sick. Like, yeah. Check that out.
Yeah.
Man, because you really watch movies, Beth.
I really watch movies. I've seen less than half of these.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Which ones have you seen?
I've seen Conclave, Dune Part 2, The Substance, and Wicked.
I've heard Conclave was great.
Dude, Conclave? My pitch for Conclave.
Yeah.
I would never rebrand Conclave because what Conclave is like if Mean Girls was a legal thriller, but there's no courtroom.
It's a bunch of real meanies.
It's just like people whispering, serving cunt, and spreading gossip. And it's about the popes.
Do you feel like when cunt is served, when it's whispered, I feel like it's even more intense?
Yeah, yes. Cunt is a dish best served cold.
I think we're probably the best people to guess, honey, because we've seen zero of these movies. My guess is that it's going to go to, I wonder, are they going to try to crowd please this year? And go with Wicked?
I don't think.
No, it's going to be like Aurora.
It's Trump's America, though.
I have a feeling The Brutalist will take it, but
That would be my second choice, The Brutalist.
But I could also see Conclave winning it.
Yeah, I mean, people are loving The Clave.
That's what they call it.
I would personally pick The Substance.
Did you love The Substance?
That was my second favorite movie that year.
It'd be cool if it went to like a kind of a scary spooky like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Side note, can we all start calling Conclave Conclave?
Yeah, I think we should.
Great.
Yeah.
The Todd Haynes Bob Dylan movie is I'm Not There.
I'm Not There. I'm Not There. God. That's right. Yeah, we need to like change titles. We need to rebrand titles to make them more specific and clear.
I think it'd be funny if it was called like the Timmy Chalamet Pretends He's Bobby D movie. And that's what it says on the card when you pull it out of the envelope.
A proposal here is that like from now on all musical biopics can't have any reference to lyrics or titles of songs as the title of the movie.
I love that. It's legal. It's in law. It's written. Yeah. So it is done.
No more Rocket Mans.
No.
Yeah, man.
I think we should only make musical biopics about people who are not good at what they do.
Oh, so. Musicians who aren't that great?
Yeah. Everybody's like high school ex.
I have another proposal for the Oscars. I think rather than being one night, it should be a several night event with cliffhangers.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's right? Big.
Like the way the Netflix does it. You're waiting for a big award of the night, and they're like, it's like that song that's in all of those TikTok videos. It's like, wash away. And the award goes to what I've credits. And then you don't know what it's going to be until you have to tune in the next day.
Tomorrow, and the celebrities don't know it's going to be a cliffhanger. So they're all like, what the fuck?
And they can't go home.
They have to stay there for multiple days.
Because imagine tuning in 12 hours later and seeing how everybody's just like exhausted, tired, makeup
smeared. I think that some of them would be dead. I feel like you tune back in and Leo would have taken out Bob De Niro. You know what I mean? Like some shit would have gone down.
You're probably right.
Someone would have broken a champagne bottle and stabbed someone with it. Like it would have gone nasty.
Now that Freddie's doing Creator Clash, I just want like way more famous people, like A-list, like serious actors to do fucking Creator Clash.
What is
like, Creator Clash? Freddie's doing this thing where he's boxing another influencer.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Dude, I have all my money on Freddie.
Creator Clash is like, it's like influencers boxing. I mean, I would not call Freddie an influencer. Not that he doesn't have influence, it's just that he's so much more than that.
He influences my heart, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there should be A-list. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they've got beef.
I feel like
they've got beef.
Freddie's gift seems to be dedicating himself to something and mastering it.
Yes. Yeah.
He's really good at learning shit.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm worried about this other influencer. Like, what happens if Freddie actually murders him?
I don't think that's going to happen, but, you know, we're compiling lawyers. It's good. Sorry, I was just taking a sip of my delicious Gatorade.
what flavor?
Well, first of all, it's the Gator Light.
Oh.
The electrolyte Gatorade for bougie little bitches. It's strawberry kiwi.
Oh, delightful.
Yeah, it is. It's truly delightful. Yeah, it was time for a little treat.
you deserve it.
And that's what happened.
Yeah. In continuing with this being a gotcha podcast, I'm going to start it off by the sound of you loudly swallowing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Is there anything you want to get me about or get you about since it's become a gotcha podcast?
Oh, yes, it's become a gotcha. Well, I wanted to talk about the wiki feet thing, but I don't want to draw people to wiki feet to see your feet.
Oh, I'm already.
Ashley's like there.
4 out of 5 feet on
how wiki dare you? I'm like 4.8.
4.5 or something.
Oh, you guys, okay. I'm going to set the fucking record straight right now.
I will not
have you besmirch
my name. I found
out
that my pictures got wiped from WikiFeet.
What?
I was fucking devastated.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I was like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? Wait, I'm going to... Maybe you're back.
That's yeah.
I'm gonna,
You're back.
I'm going to have to go and curate my own WikiFeet at this
point. Beth, you have 8 pics up there, and you have beautiful feet.
That's great. All right.
What's her rating?
Yeah,
what's mine? It's four and like... It's not 4.5. It's more than 4.5.
Hell okay. Yeah.
It's like 4.8.
Fuck yeah. That's what I'm fucking talking about.
Nice. I got Alabaster Delights. I'm saying... I got the higher arches of a dancer. I don't know if there's a male wiki feet, but I'm
pissed. Think there are many men on there, but honey, you should be one of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, people love a high arch. I personally have a flat foot, some overpronation issues. I do wear Dr. Scholl's, but it doesn't stop people from loving my feet.
Yeah, no, you still.
Yeah. And you know, they're hard to find. They're hard to find my feet because I love socks. I love wearing socks. But like a foot never nude. So it is a special treat when people see my feet. So there you go.
You guys, I have 420 total votes.
That's
nice.
That's great. That is great.
And my rating is also beautiful feet. And it's like, just the rightmost arm of the star is not filled in. It doesn't give me like a point, whatever.
So that's like 4.9 feet.
Hear me out. Oscars, there are now a foot award.
The footscores.
It's footscores. Just about Wiki Feet. It's just who has the hottest feet.
Yeah.
It's adjudicated by the community of Wiki Feet.
Pop those little piggies
it's
out
like
of those stinky socks and jam them into the mouth of whoever's hosting.
Tonight, these piggies are going to market.
Fuck, I really want you to be the voice of the Oscars.
But it's you doing an impression of like a teenager on spring break.
Get ready with me while I confront my ex about texting his current girlfriend, even though I should be his current girlfriend and he doesn't know it.
Yeah, you little foot sluts.
The craziest thing about Wiki Feet is that they really get you where you're living. Like, they really get you in places where you don't consider the fact that your feet are exposed.
Your feet are out? Yeah.
Like there's a video I posted of me playing with Kevin where my feet are barely visible. It's mostly on Kevin. Yeah. And it's on there.
I feel like people like that even more.
A little sneaky.
A little bit of foot.
Yeah.
This is all premeditated, Ashley. This is the Gotcha Podcast because now you're doing aerial silks and your feet, your doggies are out.
I know. My doggies are always
and
out.
And they're up in the air, which I bet is a specific, like, there's a foot fetishist and there's probably another fetishist whose thing is like when bare feet are 10 feet in the air.
Wow. I've hit the bullseye for someone.
Yeah.
You know what? You're welcome. You're fucking welcome.
You little foot freaks.
Let's fucking wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap this up. Thank you so much, Beth, for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
What a joy. Yeah. What a joy, what a treat. We said a lot of stuff about the Oscars. Do we want to keep it all? Do we want to, like, you know, sort of narrow it into a more streamlined event? Or do we like the sort of chaos that we've wrought on this established American institution?
I think year one, it's throw everything at the wall.
See what sticks.
Yeah, I think it's all that stuff.
Right.
From the one guy picking the Oscars, they got to stay for 48 hours.
It's a rebrand, not a readjustment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really go in there.
Wipe that fucking slate clean.
Yeah,
you're right. Okay, great. Hey, Beth, where can the people find you?
People can find me in my home. This is my address.
If you want to see my feet.
And my feet will be out there. No, people can find me on Instagram, and that might be it nowadays. I'm at Hey Beth May. That's Hey, like you're saying, hi, Beth, like my name, May, like the month. And I have a book on Amazon. If you search my name, it will come up, maybe, or maybe not. So
it's so mysterious.
And get ready with me while I leave this podcast.
Walk with me to my fucking car.
Honey, where can they find us? And please do it in the same voice that Beth just did.
We have a fucking Patreon. And you can find us at, we're on Patreon at Rebrand the Podcast. You can email us any suggestions at rebrandthepodcast@gmail.com.
Whoa.
And find us on Instagram and all the socials at rebrandthepodcast.
Can I say one more thing on mic? Because this is the most genius idea I've ever had.
Yeah.
Okay. If you guys ever get canceled, it will be so easy to continue the podcast. Because you just bring in, like, a new person, and then it's just, like, you could always just make the podcast totally different. And it's like, well, yeah, we rebranded the podcast. So it's fine.
So when that inevitably happens, we have a plan now.
And then people find out, you know, the ways they think about race. It's
cool. God damn it.
Okay, we love you. Bye.
We love you. Thanks, Beth. Bye, guys.
Rebrand.